Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Hey!
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 All right, check it out. You know, Nick, whenever I do the pod, I always get excited when my friends come on. You know what I mean? Because then I can be myself.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we do these pods, and it's like, oh, I've never met this guy before, and I got to feel him out. Then you get someone like Angela Johnson, and it's like, this is my friend. I've known her for years, and she's going to come here, and it's just going to be like right off the cuff, everything's going to go good. And that was scheduled for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 3:24, which means that's what friends do. You know what I mean? She comes 24 minutes late.
You're welcome for your burger.
She gave me a quarter of a burger. She ordered a whole burger, and then she goes, do you want a quarter of it? Not even half.
No.
She cut off a quarter.
Who talks in those measurements? Nobody even talks in those measurements. Hey,
me?
Hey, can you share a quarter of your drink with me? No. Can I have half of that?
Yeah, but you didn't give me half.
I tried to, and you kept going, no, no, you're trying to be modest. No, 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 just a little bit. Like that girl on a first date. No, 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 I just want a salad. Just one little bite of a salad. That's what you're doing to me right now. Just a little bite.
Have you ever been to the counter?
Yeah.
That's where you can make your hamburger any way you want, right? Mm-hmm. But now they do this thing where it's bunless burgers.
Protein.
And they stick it. Oh, it's called a protein?
Protein style.
And basically it's just a salad. And then they throw a cheeseburger on top of it. It's like, well, then you might as well give me 2 pieces of bread. Like, this isn't healthy. How's that healthy?
Lettuce over bread is healthy. Vegetable or?
Carb.
Carb, starch, wheat, gluten.
But it's an entire salad, and then they throw a quarter pounder with cheese on top of it.
Well, like it depends. Did you put ranch in your salad? Then, yeah, that's not better.
So this is bad pot. I'm trying to swallow this quarter of a burger that she gave me, but I was starving.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. Is it healthier to eat a salad with a cheeseburger on top of it? Without the bun. It's just a burger on
top
of
it. If you're going to cheat, like, right, you know, like, you can still eat the burger that was protein on top of salad. It's a protein salad.
All right. I've been cutting weight left and right. Like, I'm getting ready to fight Mayweather. That's the way I've been cutting
weight.
Yeah,
what are you doing? What's going on?
I've been really disciplined, man.
Oh. Mine's really? Stress.
Why are you stressed?
Oh, my God.
Whatever. You live the life.
I can't even.
Is it Manuel, your husband? He stresses everybody out.
You're stupid.
He is a handful. Is he not a handful, Nick?
Yeah, that's a pretty dude, too.
Yeah, he's too pretty. You know what I mean?
That stresses me out.
That stresses me out. He comes in here, and I'm like, really? That's your bad day? Get out of here.
That's your bad day? I know. It's stressful. He sets the bar pretty high.
You ever see Smokey the Bear? Mm-hmm. You know that hat Smokey the Bear wore?
Yeah.
He wears that just to go shop, like grocery shopping. He wears a Smokey the Bear hat.
You're so dumb.
Am I? Am
he
I telling the
it.
Truth?
He does wear it, but you're funny for calling us.
If you guys, don't know who I'm talking about, it's Manuel Reyes.
Yeah, look him up.
Look him up. That's your husband.
Yeah.
How is the married life?
Good.
Really?
It's going well.
You look happy.
Thank you.
I watch your Instagram post, and I'm like, oh, she's happy.
Thank you. Even though everybody just posts their highlight reel on anything social media, so you're really only getting the good parts anyways. I'm not going to post like, oh, my God, I just had a mental breakdown in my car right now.
Dude, that's so true, huh?
I did.
Your car does not break down. Your car
no, a mental breakdown. My mentality, my psyche broke down in my car. My car is fine. My car is perfect.
Car is fine. Your car is warranty.
Me,
your
I'm
brain,
broken.
Your brain is not.
I'm broken.
Why are you broken?
It's just been, you know, today's just been one of those days where like everything's piling up, like work stuff is piling up, and there's follow-up to work stuff from yesterday's work stuff, and then there's like everything in today goes along with a social media post, so you can't just book a show, book your flights. Then you have to make sure you post about it on all your social sites, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing that with like 7 different projects right now. I'm taping my new hour special. We can talk about that later. Bon Quiqui's album, her Christmas sweater, she's about to go on tour again. We're launching that next week. Like all just a lot of like pots on the stove, you know? And then I'm getting like overworked, and then it's the holidays, so I'm trying to do like online shopping and like trying to spend time with family because they're starting to get mad at me because I haven't been spending time. There's that thing.
There's
you know?
That thing.
There's that thing that you know well.
That's a real thing, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Nick, do you deal with that?
All the time.
No, seriously. I'm being very serious. Like Angela and I, we share the same thing where the family's mad because we're not spending time with them. But no one realizes that we don't have 9-to-5s. We have like Tuesdays through Sundays. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then Monday we're like, where are we? What city is this?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm home.
Their free time is your work hours.
Dude, their free time is like, yo, they have a regular job and it's like, you know what I mean? They wake up and it's a system, you know what I mean? But we don't have that system. Like I'm literally just trying to get used to the system and I'm still not used to it.
Yeah. Like, and then I've been sick too. So like,
well, yeah, you were.
I didn't want to come over and see the kids because I'm not feeling well. Like I just need a rest right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it starts coming off as excuses after a while.
Does it annoy you when your family doesn't understand that like, yo, like how do you not understand I'm in a different time zone on Wednesday?
Yeah.
How do you not understand that it takes me about a day and a half to catch up back to my regular time zone?
Yeah. I had.
And how much do you not understand that I did not sleep on the plane, and even if I did, it's not real sleep.
No.
And then I had to wake up very early to do, like, they don't see any of that. They just think we're flying into a town,
mm-hmm.
getting on stage, get off stage, get back on a plane, and we live the life. It's like, no, man, there's so many things. There's so many things on our backs that we stress about. How are ticket sales?
Yeah.
Where am I doing my radio? What time is radio?
Yeah.
Oh. How are ticket sales again?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, okay. I just did radio. How are ticket sales? Like, it's nonstop. It's like, what time's my flight? What should I wear? Like, it's dumb, but it's like.
So my thing right now
it's real.
Is that I'm so like overwhelmed by the workload on my plate that I'm starting to like lose my temper.
Yeah.
And so I snapped at somebody today, and it really affected me emotionally.
Ooh, who'd you snap at?
I can't even say. Just this person that I was working with. You don't even know them. It was like a work-for-hire person on a certain project that I did.
Oh.
And he was really aggressive. And then, like, my inner Bon Quiqui came out.
Mm.
And I was like, don't mistake my kindness, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I've seen you snap before.
Like, I don't know. You have, but I don't know.
I've seen you get mad.
I reserve special snaps for, like, my husband and then, like.
That's so funny.
Like, people
you reserve your
on the
snap
road.
For your husband?
Yeah. So, anyways, we got into it in a phone call.
Yeah.
And it, like, messed me up emotionally because I don't like to be that person.
Yeah.
I don't like to snap at people, and I said some things I probably shouldn't have said. And then even afterwards, Manny was like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, damn it, I don't know.
Mm.
It was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I regret it right after.
Yeah.
And then I apologized, and then they just don't, they're like, eh. They don't respond.
Yeah, it
but
sucks,
it's, I
right?
have to. I have to. Not, I didn't apologize to get a response out of you. I had to apologize just so I was doing my part, knowing that hey, I'm genuinely sorry for this part. Whether you receive this or not, that's up to you. You
that's
do
up
you.
To you.
You can hold grudges if you want to. That's your own poison that you feed in yourself, not me. But I gotta let you know I'm sorry. So I did my part.
Are you a grudge person?
No, I'm not a grudge person. But I'm. I learn your habits. I learn who you are, and I learn not to trust certain people. But I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm not going to hold anger in me.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
That's a good thing to do because it's hard.
It is.
Yeah, I have a tendency to hold grudges, and I'm like,
yeah,
why?
You do.
And really? Really? You're going to throw me out like that?
You threw yourself out. I co-signed.
I never had a grudge on you.
No, not on me. I'm saying you threw yourself out saying that you're a grudge holder, and I just co-signed on it.
Okay, well, did you have to co-sign? Now I'm going to hold a grudge on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to grudge this forever. You have to stop eating when you come do my pod.
I'm so hungry.
How is it with you on the road and Manuel on the road? Because he's on the road a lot, too, as well.
Not anymore. He slowed down a lot, so he'll come with me.
So you take
him
on
the road?
To
the good cities. He'll come to the good cities, right? Like, if we're going to New York or Miami or Hawaii or something like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come. We're going to San Francisco. Yeah, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a little small town in Ohio. Nah, babe, call me when you get home.
That's why I love my girlfriend. She comes to the crappy towns, too.
She does. Yep. That's so sweet.
Yep. She goes to the hood. She'll do the hood for the good.
I like her.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Don't mess it up, Joe.
I would never.
I'm just telling you. I like her, so don't.
No, I like her a lot. I love her. She's so cool. She looked at me the other day, and she's like, it's catching up. And I'm like, yeah, it's hard. This is hard, but she's doing it.
Because she's been road dogging with you.
Mm-hmm.
For how many shows in a row now?
Oh, my God. She's been to... You saw her in Thunder Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? She came. Like,
I've noticed from your snaps that she's with you everywhere.
Yeah, and I love it. I love being on the road. Don't you love it?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes.
Really?
Here's why. My husband has an opinion about everything, which is great. But then sometimes when I'm used to doing things myself, and now he puts his opinion on it, now I have to consider his opinion.
Yeah.
So it's just more. It's just more. I'm like, but no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But now it's a conversation. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's harder because he's a part of my business. You know, when typically I'm just CEO and I make all decisions. Mm. Now I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me check with the board really quick.
Let me check with the board of directors.
Let's take a vote on this.
It's just you and Jack A.
Jackie. Close.
Wait, okay. Nick, I'm going to spell something out for you. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. J-A hyphen K-E-E. Say it.
I would have said Jackie.
And that's him enunciating the hyphen.
Enunciating?
Go ahead and tell him how to say that correctly.
Jucky.
Impossible. Yeah, no one's going to say Jucky.
Sounds like J-U.
Yeah, that's J-U-K-E-Y. You want me to say Jucky.
That's her name.
If you're going to spell J-A-K-E-E, it's Jucky.
It's J-A-K-E-E hyphen.
And then, like, the
she put all kind of extra on.
And then the pound sign, hashtag.
Who is this?
My assistant.
We don't even know.
You're so dumb.
No, it's her assistant. She's really good.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I love, so Jack A comes on the road with you all the time.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Except for personal trips.
Yeah.
If it's a work thing, for sure.
Yeah. It makes life so much better, right?
So much better.
Yeah. I
sometimes you go by yourself. I don't understand how you do it.
You know what? I go crazy. And you know, the cool thing about Amy is when she's on the road, I'm not crazy, man.
Like, she helps you.
Yeah, she helps me. Just being there, someone to talk to. Nothing more lonely than being on the road. Like, people think it's all. It's not, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get off the stage and it's like, oh, you get all this applause and you love it. You're high off of that. That adrenaline rush is great. And then you have no one to share it with.
No, you go back
to your
room.
You just go to your room and then you just look at the TV and go, man, you should have seen what I did.
It's Forensic Files for me is what I do. I go back to my room.
I'm addicted to Forensic Files too.
It's in every hotel room.
Every
hotel. Like, I can never find it at home.
Nope.
But when I'm in a hotel, Forensic Files, boom.
First 48.
Oh, my jam.
Forget about it.
Anything where I'm going to think somebody's going to break into my hotel room and kill me, that's the show I watch while I'm in my hotel room.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
I always think that someone's going to break in and kill me.
Even in your own house?
No.
Oh, I
in
do.
My house. Do you?
I do. Every time I come home, like,
oh my God,
I
you do.
Around.
That's right.
Yeah, I look around real slow.
Yeah.
And I walk slow because I want to see if anybody else's footprints or like footsteps.
That's
you know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll go around a corner slow and then I'll stop moving and I'll wait and see if somebody else is moving.
Yeah, that's genius.
That's what I do the whole time.
Yeah.
Why do I do that to myself?
Because everyone likes to scare themselves. When are you protected the most? In your room?
When do I feel the safest?
Yeah. In your room?
Yeah, in my room, I think.
And then you'll hear something crick, like
uh-huh.
And then what do you do?
Then I pause the TV.
Of course.
And then I look over my shoulder and I wait for another sound. And then I
what do you
don't.
Do then? What do you do with the second sound?
I try to identify it. Oh. And I figure, who do I call first?
Who would that be?
Probably my brother.
Oh, yeah. He'll do nothing. Which one? You have two.
Sonny.
Oh.
I'll call him.
Yeah.
Because he would probably get to my house the quickest.
Yeah.
And
he'd probably answer too.
Yes. Mm. If here's the thing. If I call my brother and I'm like, somebody's in the house, and he'll go like this. I'm on my way. I'm coming right now. If I call Manny and I go, somebody's in the house, he'll go, who? Who's in the house? I don't know, babe. Somebody's in the house. Well, like, do you hear them? Like, where are they? I don't know. Somebody's here. Get over here. Well, did you call the police? No, I called you.
That's well, what's what Manny going to do? Like. He's in another city.
That's what it sounded like.
Do it again.
Well,
no,
did
do
you
that.
Call
I'll call you.
No, I'll call you. That's what he said. Yeah, but if I call my brother, then he'll be like, "I'm coming right now."
Do you have a fear of like someone like?
Yes.
Stalking? Really?
Yes. Look at all the shows I watch: Law and Order, SVU.
Yeah, that's true. Not
Forensic
good.
Files.
Have you ever been stalked before?
Ooh.
Oh God. Who is it?
Hello.
No, I'll be you. Manny asked me to ask who this is. If you're telling me to be quiet, I'm not. You're in my house. Manny?
Babe.
There's someone telling me to shush, and then he's laughing. Do you hear it?
Did you ask him what his name is?
Hold on. Why am I asking? I'm telling you. That's why I'm calling you.
Ask him what he wants.
Are you serious right now?
Tell him just don't go in my closet. My clothes are really expensive.
What?
Lock my closet door.
Hold on. I don't know where your key is. All right, the closet's locked. Why did I do that? Do you hear that? Now he's like running. What do I do?
Stay away from my closet where the expensive clothes are.
Oh my God. Is that how it went down?
It would go down that way, yes. Yeah.
Let's do it with your brother. Well, one more time, Nick. This is your brother now. I'll be you and I'm gonna call Sonny.
Okay.
Ready?
Go. Hello?
Sonny. Sonny.
Why are you whispering? Somebody in the house? I'm coming over. Bye.
Oh, thank you. I'll watch Manny's clothes. Oh, you already hung up. He's on his way.
That's how quick he would respond.
Really?
The tone of your voice is different. I'm coming over. Bye.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you. Okay, bye.
Do you have Manny's spare key to his closet? I'm supposed to lock it before he dies. Before he dies.
That would be my husband getting mad at me for not hiding his expensive clothes while I died.
He would say
died.
That at your eulogy.
Yeah.
He would say that. I love her to death. You know, God bless her soul. She always had a good heart.
She could have did a little more.
She could have done a little more for my closet, but it's whatever, you know.
He's not a cholo, stupid.
It's whatever. It's the truth. It's whatever. It's the truth, you know. But
he's not
I love
a cholo.
Her. I love
he's,
her.
He's Puerto Rican. You got to talk like there's water in your mouth.
I love her. I love her so much. I love her so much.
No.
I love her.
No.
I love her so much.
No.
She's the best thing that ever happened to me, but she could have done something better with my clothes.
No, you got to talk like this. Let the water in your mouth. You don't want it to spill out.
I don't want to talk like this.
No, too much water. You're drowning.
Is he gargling Listerine?
You are. You're drowning.
How good was that impersonation?
Not very good.
Oh.
I'll be honest.
Really?
Don't be an impressionist now in your act.
Angela,
stick to storytelling.
Angela Johnson is on the koi pond. How much fun are we having so far?
It's a blast. I love the chemistry.
Angela knows how to rap, and so does Manuel Reyes, her husband.
But
does she know how to hype it up? I don't know. Can she hype it up? We'll see. Nick? Oh!
Hey! 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 Hey!
When I say Angela, you say Johnson. Angela!
Johnson?
Angela!
Johnson?
When I say boom, you say queen, queen, boom!
Queen, queen.
Boom!
Queen, queen.
All right, your turn.
All right.
You ready for this?
I don't get music?
No, we're going to give you music.
Okay.
But see how professional that was? See how good that was? Like, right off the fly, okay. I was able to just hype it up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to imagine a bunch of people in their cubicles listening to this right now.
All right.
And they need energy, Angela.
All right.
They need
right.
your energy.
All right.
Go, Nick. Let's do this. Hey!
Hey! Oh! Everybody hey! Sitting in your cubicles, stand up right now.
Well, I can't
put
right
your
now.
Fingers in the air.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh!
Hey! Hey, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. When I say hey, you say ho. Oh, I didn't say hey.
Yeah. Okay, stop.
Start over.
Okay,
I wasn't ready for that one.
She tricked herself.
I was so good
she
at hyping.
She was so the hype man, and then she also played the audience member.
She
told herself to say a ho when the hype man said hey, yeah. And then she became the audience member, and then
I was waiting for my hey.
We got to do this again. That was a good start. That was a good start. That was a good start.
Okay. I was really hype.
I was hype
in the beginning, right?
Yeah. I thought I was in a cubicle
in the beginning.
Seriously, one,
in the beginning.
Two, three, hit it, Nick.
Hey! I see you, Carla. I see you, Steve.
What's up?
Get up out your cubicles.
We are.
We're going to stretch it out.
I'm stretching already.
This is a seventh inning stretch right here. Get ready to go home.
I don't want to get fired. Hurry up.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
When I say get to, you say 5 o'clock. Get to
5 o'clock.
Get to 5 o'clock. When I say check out, you say let's go check out.
Let's go.
Check out.
Let's go.
Hey.
Hey.
Go home. Go home.
Hey, go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Hey. Okay.
Go home. Go home. Hey, seriously, I want to go home. I want to go home. I'm quitting.
Okay, Carla.
Angela
see you
Jackson
tomorrow.
Told me to go home, and I'm going to go home. I know it's only 9:30, and I just got here 30 minutes ago, but I'm serious. I want to go home.
She told me to. You can't fire me because she
can't
told me to.
You can't fire me unless you listen to this podcast and you'll see what I'm saying. She told me to go home.
Bye.
How good was that?
That was
did that
better.
Feel good?
It felt good. I felt like I had a story.
To
a storyline, yeah. I was telling everybody that the workday is almost done.
That's amazing.
And this is like the seventh inning stretch.
It's time to go.
It's just give it a little bit more. Give it all you got.
Get it all you got. Get all you got.
Oh, I should have said that. I should have said that in my hype.
Want to do it?
No. I don't want to do it.
This is a good segue because guess what's about to drop? Mary Hoodmas.
Woo.
Mary Hoodmas. It's an EP. It's a Christmas EP from a character that Angela Johnson created on Mad TV called Bonkweekwee's Christmas.
Close.
Bonkweekwee's Christmas EP, Mary Hoodmas. That's dope, man.
Thank
How
you.
Many songs on the EP? Is that like
Just
five
three
or
songs.
Six?
Three songs.
Three?
Yeah.
That's
her
dope.
Her single is Deck the Hose.
Is Manuel producer?
Yeah. Deck
That's
the Hose.
So dope.
And then Jingle Bell Slay is the second one.
Jingle Bell Slay.
And then her third song is called I'm Joy to the World.
And this whole album is on available on iTunes, right? Or Angela Johnson. Oh, Angela.com. A-N-J-E-L-A-H. A-N-J-E-L-A-H.com. Yo, you got to pick up this EP right now. Let's play some, Nick. Okay. Can't give it all. You got to buy it for the holidays.
I got to take it to the streets. Hey, I know they say this season is for giving, so I'll be handing out these butt whoopings with a ribbon. Tell me you ain't mad when you in the parking lot and you see some crazy heifer trying to rob you for your spot.
Dang. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to say something.
Say it. Say it all.
You're a clean comic because you do a lot for the Lord.
Hilarious.
And we all know that.
Okay.
We know that you do a lot of your comedy for the Lord.
I hate you.
And yourself.
I hate you and so much.
All I'm saying is when you go into this character, the Lord is a little...
gone.
The Lord is gone. The Lord is gone. But this isn't Angela Johnson. This is Bonkweekwee. This is your...
Bonkweekwee still loves some Jesus, though. She just a little edgy. Come on.
You can't say, I love Jesus, but I will cut you.
Yeah, that's true. I love Jesus, but I will punch her.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Jesus is not cool with that.
There is a verse in the Bible
that says I'll
where
punch
it talks
you.
About Jesus came into the room, he done flipped over tables, started yelling at people, tell me Jesus ain't hood. Come on.
Jesus is kind of hood. Jesus will kill a whole bottle of wine.
You okay?
A whole bottle of wine.
Okay.
And it was water.
Mm-hmm.
It was water.
Yep.
And he wanted to get crunk. At his own party.
Jesus
Why am I going to get hydrated for?
I mean, think about it.
Up.
He's kicking it with all his homies. 12
yeah.
of his homies. 12 of his boys.
Yes.
We kicking it.
Well, 11 of his boys.
Mm-hmm.
One dude was
he
little
fell
suspect.
Off. Yeah, little suspect.
Little suspect.
Little suspect. But he kicking it with his boys. turn water into wine? Come on.
Right?
Jesus from the hood.
What about the bread?
Yes, bread. Everybody needs that bread.
Everyone needs that bread.
Mm-hmm.
Bread, like, wine.
Bread, wine, that cheddar.
Fish.
Come on.
Only Jesus people- from the hood. No one eats cheese and no one eats fish and bread, Nick. When was the last time you had fish and bread and not a filet of fish?
Can't recall.
Can't recall. Mm-hmm.
If canned foods were back then, he would have had canned tuna fish.
Oh, canned sardines.
That's what he would have made. Canned
sardines.
Tuna fish and some bread.
Jesus was straight hood. And he always had a pedicure. How are you going to wear sandals all day and have perfect toes?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen every picture. Have you ever seen him with dirty feet? Never.
Mm-hmm. No.
Perfectly.
And those abs, too.
Abs!
Abs all day.
Have you seen his toenails?
How Perfect. Did Jesus get abs from eating bread and wine?
Impossible.
Miracles. That's what I'm saying. That's how you got to believe in
the
Lord.
I lost two abs just eating your fries right now.
Yeah.
Not cool. Jesus is hood. So I guess you're right. This album's ready to get bought. Now you can buy it.
Mary Hood, miss. It's
Angela,
available.
It's at angela.com. I love it. I think
it's on iTunes. Mary Hood, miss.
Oh, yeah, it's on iTunes, too.
If you want to get my ugly Christmas sweater, that's on my website, angela.com.
What was the ugly? You didn't even bring me one.
I haven't. I did. It's in the. I sent it to you in the mail. It should be at the address. Remember I texted you? What's your address?
Yes.
I sent it to you.
You better have sent it.
You should have it already.
Wait, I told you Amy size, too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
don't
I did.
Try to put me under the bus. You
Word
did not give me
up.
No Amy size.
Word up, I did.
Oh, your phone must be broken again.
Well, I'm looking right now at my phone.
I'll
Angela
look at
Johnson.
My phone.
Angela Johnson. Angela Johnson. Why is she lying?
Amy?
Because she can go to hell.
Joe is a big fat liar. I hate to tell you this.
Watch this.
I
know for a fact.
Watch. Everybody, listen to this.
No, go. Look. I'm not even scared because I know for a fact.
Here it is. Oh, remember I didn't know what your size meant?
Yeah, and you said, what does that mean?
I said, what is your sweater size and mailing address? Large. And then blah, 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 mailing address.
What's large? Large,
and I
nerd.
Go, what's, you said LG. I go, what's LG? You go, large, nerd. I go, oh, LOL. And then you said to go to Treasure Island.
All right, all right, all right.
See? You never told me about your girlfriend.
Oh, wait. I think I said it on when we were talking on the phone.
Ah! You know what's funny?
What?
Remember that big argument I told you about earlier
yeah.
today? That's one thing he tried to say.
What?
Because we have been conducting business via text message for tracking purposes.
Mm.
And he's like, no, this is when we talked on the phone.
Yeah, this is definitely, seriously, this is when we were talking on the phone. Because I do remember saying.
Lies.
Really?
Lies.
Wow.
Amy, I don't want to tell you this, but lies.
Whatever. Well, can I get one for her,
Anyways,
please?
It's an ugly Christmas sweater. It says sleigh on it. You could give her yours because you probably won't wear it.
You're stupid.
You're not going to wear
Just
it.
Just give me another one. Yeah, get the ugly sweater on angela.com as well. Her dates are December 29th through January 1st. I'm sorry. Pleasanton, California at Tommy T's. Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, December 29th through the 1st. Oh, you're going to be New Year's Eve there?
Yeah. I've been doing New Year's Eve there for, I think, like 8 years or something.
You love it there.
I do. Have you done it yet?
I've never played Tommy T's.
You have to do it.
Uh-uh.
I think you will love it. What's funny is it's – so Tommy looks like Santa Claus, okay?
Yeah.
He's this like bigger white guy.
Yeah.
His wife runs the front. She's gorgeous. Like it's a cute little white family. And then it's mostly like an urban room.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean they have a bunch of different acts, but it's mostly urban room.
Mm.
Like anytime I go there, it's always Charlie Murphy was just there. What's her name with the long nails?
Monique.
No, Zale.
Zales. Jewelry store.
Never mind.
Good job.
But, yeah, it's mostly urban room, and he's this, like, cute little
yeah
white Santa Claus.
So that's Tommy T's in Pleasantville. All right,
Pleasanton, yeah.
Where is that? That's, like near Sacramento, isn't it?
No. It's 25 minutes away from San Jose, across
that's
the bridge
right.
from San Francisco.
That's right.
East
and
Bay.
Then, and then January 19th. Through the 22nd of January 19th through the 22nd, Matthew, North Carolina, the Comedy Zone.
Matthew, North Carolina? That's where it is?
Tell me I'm reading that right.
I don't know. I thought it was like Charlotte or something like that.
Okay, it is definitely Charlotte, but I think they just like to say Charlotte and not Matthew because no one,
everyone
responds the way you just did.
Exactly.
Matthew.
That's probably what it is.
I'm performing at someone's house in North Carolina?
Yeah, exactly.
January 26th through the 29th in Denver, Colorado at the Comedy Works. Beautiful room. Are
yes.
you good at which one, though?
I'm doing the downtown one.
Oh, nice.
Also, I just announced today, so it's not on there because I didn't even put it on my calendar. My tickets go on sale for my hour special taping in Hawaii.
Wait, how many is that so far?
That'll be number 4.
What? Congrats. Yeah,
thank you. I'm really excited about this next hour. I feel I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy telling these stories. I've evolved a lot. And you know what's funny? My last hour, Not Fancy, I thought that was my best hour. And then I remember reading some of the reviews, which you should never do. Don't ever read your Netflix reviews.
Never do.
Don't do
even
that.
Read tweets.
Oh my God. I was reading them and I was so like, it affected me for like a good probably 3 weeks. But people were so mean. And it's so funny to hear the critiques of what they were saying. Like, I remember one guy said something like, she looks really unprepared. Like, her manager made her record this and she wasn't ready for it.
Oh,
that's what they said. I'm like, oh, first of all, how do you even know how the industry works? That's not how it works. But I think this is what it is. I was talking to Manny about it. My first hour special is called That's How We Do It. And I was rewatching it the other day with Manny. And I'm like, why am I moving like that? Why am I talking so fast? I was so jittery in my first hour. Mm-hmm. I was like schizo, like moving. I couldn't stand still. Yeah. I would talk really fast. I would say my jokes really fast because I was still nervous. I was still like finding myself, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like now where I'm at, I'm so confident on stage.
Yeah.
I can talk slower because I don't care about the silence.
Exactly.
I don't care about the silence anymore.
Man. Silence means they're on your bus.
So
they're
what's
riding
funny,
the bus with you.
I thought it was funny that what they interpreted as me being unprepared because I was talking slower is really just my confidence.
Exactly.
Like I don't need to rush anymore.
They don't understand that part.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. That's the best part about stand-up is like every special you watch, that's the best part. I mean, best part for me and you.
Yeah.
But every special you watch, you're like, oh, wow, I'm maturing.
Yeah.
I'm doing that now. Oh, I remember when I used to do that.
It's is there something in your first hour special that not you're embarrassed of, but like, oh, I'm so glad I don't do that anymore. Or like something where you're like, why was I doing that?
You know, my specials, every single one that I shot, something happened to me the day of.
What?
The day before a day of. It was just like drama.
You broke
family
up?
Drama. No, my family drama, like my mom and then my dad. And just like, ah.
So your energy was funky?
My energy was funky. Every time. And that was my adversity. Like I was already mentally ready and the blah, blah, blah. But it was like that family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, come on. But anyways, my third one, I was like, I was sick. But I hired one of those.
Is that the taping I went to in Glendale?
No, that's my second one. That's Lights Out. But my third one I shot in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
I had this doctor. I had a doctor come to the house with like a little leather medical bag.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like
that
the
thing?
Old days?
Yes.
House calls?
He had like the what is it called? The
stethoscope
around his neck.
Uh-huh.
He was just wearing a
ring.
He gave me steroids.
A vitamin C shot?
He gave me everything.
How do you get?
I hired this guy. My manager hooked it up. Joe. Joe's like, I got this guy that'll come. He'll because I was like coughing, and my throat was hurting. And this guy,
did you feel better?
Yo, the steroids and all that, dude. When I got on stage, I was like, I didn't have anything. I was ready to go.
Yeah,
I was so like my energy was up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. And then like the next day, it was like it all came up finally. But but the taping, I was good to go.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah, he came at like 8 a.m.
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, he came the night before. And then he got me. And the prescription. He gave me the prescription and went right to Walgreens and got my stuff. It was great, man. It was the best thing ever.
I can't wait to see that one. It's not out yet, right?
No.
When does it come out? Or we don't know yet.
Well, I do. I have the announcement to make, but we want to do it right.
Okay.
But it's going to be amazing.
I didn't know if you did already. Sorry.
I can't wait to announce it, though.
I can't wait to announce it, too. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
So you're doing, all right, so your next special, the fourth one is going to be Epics?
Yes, an Epics special.
Nice.
And then, I think after that it may find its way onto Hulu.
Oh, that perfect. So Epics is going to produce this one or what? Or are you going to be producing it as well?
I'm a producer on it for sure. Comedy Dynamics is producing it. And it'll air on Epics.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What's it called? Do you even know yet?
I'm going to announce it properly, but...
Oh, really? Okay, cool. My whole thing is I still don't know the name of mine.
No way!
No. I still can't figure it out.
Oh my gosh, let's have the listeners decide.
Yeah, I cannot decide.
Let's have the listeners decide. Give them options, like 5 options of your like top favorite or 3, whatever, how many you have.
I don't even have one in the top of my head.
What's your favorite?
I have one that's like number 3.
What's your favorite joke on that special?
But I've been doing that... Okay, the second one I called Lights Out because... done. Like, I finally found where I wanted to be.
Okay.
And it's like, lights out. This is
like,
this
drop
is,
the mic?
Yeah. It was like, lights out. This is it right here. This is my moment.
Done.
And this is, yeah. And like, this is, it took me this many years to get here. Lights out. Done. This is it. Don't make him angry was a punchline. It was a punchline from the joke. It has nothing to do with me. That was it was about my son.
Okay.
Where I talked about him being the Incredible Hulk and I said, and I go, don't make him angry. You won't like it when he's angry. And that's, and I just like the, I like the, how that sounded. So this one I can't figure out. I can't.
What's your favorite joke on it?
There's a lot on this one. I like this one.
Which one? What stories are on here? Because I've heard them. I've been to your shows in the past year.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Just give me, you don't have to say the punchline. Just say the one about this, the one about that.
I can't.
Why?
Because it's a secret. No one's heard it yet. It's going to hit.
That's a lie.
Well, they have heard it. But when the special comes out, like, it's going to be so dumb.
Ugh, I just want to help you find a name. Why don't you just call it self-titled, Joe Coy.
I like that.
Joe Coy number
three.
Number three. Joe Coy number three.
That's what I was going to do. Joe Coy three.
I like it.
Right? Number
the third
three.
One. The third one.
Joe Coy, third.
Ooh, do like you know how
Joe
Friends
Coy, chapter three
Friends episodes? If you get the DVDs, they're all titled the one with Ross going to blah blah blah.
Oh, that's good.
The one where Rachel blah blah blah. The one with like that, right? What if you did something like that?
All right,
Joe Coy, the third one.
Let's do that. Write that down, Nick. Joe Coy, the third one. I love that idea.
Or the third one.
Joe how Coy. How many specials do you want to end up with? I want to start getting on like. Hardcore. Like, I want to start knocking them out. Like, I want to start getting a new hour every year.
Ooh, that's hard.
No, it's not.
I'm averaging a new hour every 2 years, and then I'll film it, like, every 2.5.
Oh, okay.
So by the time people see it, it's every 3 years.
I want to get started now. So I want to be able to shoot this next year.
Get it?
Yeah, I want to do it every year. I want to knock these out. Because it's so funny because there were so many jokes that just, they went stale. And I was like, I can't do it on this special.
It was like, really?
There was no emotion behind it anymore. I wasn't having fun. Yeah. And I found myself like the last like 3 months before the special was about to tape.
Uh-huh.
I started writing new stuff. And I was like,
oh, you were
well,
over
I guess
it.
Because there was no heart behind those old ones. And I was like, and they weren't even that old.
I feel that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, with my jokes, I'll notice the laugh is different. And I'll talk to like whoever opened for me, like Mal. If I'm working with him a bunch, I'll be like, listen to this joke. This joke used to hit so hard. Am I saying something different? Because it's not hitting hard anymore. And then I've just come to realize that I just don't have the passion behind the joke anymore because I don't care about the joke anymore.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that the audience member could not only pick up on the energy, but like the way you're delivering it.
Yeah.
It's like they can tell that, oh, she's not really feeling this.
Yeah. And even if they can't identify, oh, she's not feeling this, so I'm not feeling it. It's just I didn't give an energy, so they didn't feed off of my energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that?
No, totally. Because there's those jokes where you're just like, you're almost robotic. It's like your mouth is just moving. God. You're just looking out at the audience.
Have you ever been on stage doing your material and then realized, stopped in the moment and be like, oh my God, I just zoned out?
Yep. I've done that.
I've done that.
And it's funny because I'm not that comic. Like, I love.
You're very engaged with your audience.
I'm so engaged
much
from the minute I hit.
Crowd work, talking to whoever.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know. Everybody in there, if somebody's wearing a purple jacket, you're going
to
know it.
Yeah, yeah. I will make sure to let everybody know.
So that's hard for you to zone out.
Yeah, it's weird. But then every now and then you catch those zones and you're just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'm like, yo, what happened right there?
Like when you get in a bit where you know, for the next minute and a half, the story goes like this.
Yep, and you say it word for word, verbatim, and you're just like, and then there's no emotion behind it.
Yeah.
You're just delivering. You're not even delivering it. You're just talking.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
You know when it happens to me a lot?
When?
When I do that stupid nail salon joke. It's not stupid. I love it.
Yeah, you gotta
love it. God bless that nail salon joke.
Yeah.
But every time I do it, it's so long. It's 4.5 minutes long, this joke. Depending on how long they laugh.
But here's the cool thing about you. One, let's just, first of all, we have to clarify because there's a lot of listeners. I don't want anyone to think that Andrew's just going out there setting up the nail salon, you know, closing bit. It's like that's one of her classic bits that she did many years ago.
Yeah.
And instead of, and what happens is with our audience, it's a double-edged sword. Like I have those jokes too where they're just, they scream it out and
Orange
they want to hear it.
Ting, so, ting. Yeah,
ting, ting. Oh my God. The Wii. And I'm like, no one even plays the Wii.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yo, I got so many. God's Gift. I get so many of these.
Uh-huh.
these jokes, man. And it's like, oh, sleep apnea. How are you feeling, Rupee? Like, they all yell. They'll yell it out.
They're good ones.
And I'm just like, oh. Yo, I'll even get Adam Carolla a shout out. Like, they'll yell out, Joy, Joy, because Adam always calls me Joy. And then they'll also go, Bung Lu Su, Black Lab, like these characters I do. Uh-huh. And it's like, me personally, I have to ignore it because I just want to ignore it and do what I'm doing.
Right, exactly.
And then, but you have a cool system where you're just like, you know what? I'm going to give it to you guys on my encore, which is dope.
Yeah.
It's like, I said goodnight. You guys loved my new stuff. And by the way, I know you guys want to hear this because you never got to see it live. Mm-hmm. You got to see it on YouTube and you got to see it on whatever special.
Uh-huh.
Now here I'll show it to you. Here you go. It's live. This is for you guys live. So that I just want you guys to know that she's not just touring, still doing nail salon. It's kind of like a little bonus feature at the end of her special.
Actually sharing a little bit, like just getting super real and honest with people at my shows.
Yeah.
And I started telling the story of how I stopped doing the joke for a while. And it's basically like I went through this phase where I started listening to the wrong people. I was listening to the haters and the critics.
Yeah.
And the people are like, oh, she's still doing that joke. Oh, that's all she got is that one joke, right? And so I just stopped doing the joke because I was trying to prove myself to those people.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, watch. I don't need the joke. Watch. I could do it without the joke. And then I started noticing fans would like leave me messages on Facebook like, hey, I went to your show in San Francisco and I was really disappointed that you didn't do the nail salon joke. Like, my family and I have loved that joke for years and that's like our favorite thing. We're so disappointed you didn't do it.
Yeah.
So then I felt bad for my fans because those are the people I actually care about. I don't care about the haters and the critics.
Uh-uh.
I don't perform for them. They didn't buy a ticket to my show.
Nope.
So that's when I was like, you know what? Forget that. Forget the haters and the critics. I'm going to do the joke for the people that love the joke and want to hear the joke, that paid money to come see the show.
Yeah.
So that's why I started putting it back in my show as like an encore. Like, okay, I finished all my new stuff. And just so you guys know, thank you for supporting me all these years and still coming out to see a live show.
And they go here crazy. You go.
Yeah.
They go crazy. I've been to your show, and I've been on your shows, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, look at this. They still love it, man. And they love it with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you should shout them out. And it's so funny because this is what I hate the most about – God, it's just us talking about hate. I hate doing this.
Sorry.
But it's kind of cool because we need to get it out there. It's like the bad thing – the cool – there's a good thing and a bad thing about YouTube, especially with stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, YouTube blew us up.
Yep.
It helped my career dramatically. Thank God, because there's no outlets out there that was playing my stuff. I mean, even Comedy Central wasn't playing my special when it was with Comedy Central. It blew up on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it blew up on Netflix.
Yeah.
And but the double-edged sword is that, it blows you up. But then there's people that go, that's all he does?
Uh-huh.
That's all he does? Like, the date clearly says 2007.
Uh-huh.
Do you really think I'm still doing that routine?
Uh-huh.
And they'll comment. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but I mean, who has a Wii anymore? It's like, nobody does. Nobody has a Wii anymore. In fact, my mom's 80 now.
Aww.
No, I just made that number up. But it's just like, come on. Like,
yeah.
Do you really think that's what I'm doing? That's that out of my 27 years, that's all I'm doing is that hour?
Uh-huh.
Like, come on. Like, seriously? And then you're going to leave a comment. You are going to leave the comment.
Yeah.
Out of all the people that are out there that are real fans and watching comedy and actually going to a show, the guy that's still at home watching YouTube clips is the one that's going to leave a hateful comment. It's like, yo, back up.
And just what you were saying, too, about I don't want people thinking she's still just touring that joke.
Yeah.
So people film it at my shows, which I hate, first of all.
Yeah.
And they film it at my shows, and then they put it on YouTube. And so people will say that, oh, she's still doing that joke?
Ugh.
And it's like, it was an encore, but it's fine. Yeah, I'm still doing joke.
Yeah, we're still doing it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And pan to the crowd so he can still see there's a sold out show. Okay, thanks.
You know what makes me mad? Oh God, we'll stop. We'll get off this mad. But just one more for me.
Okay, one more for you.
One more for me, and then maybe one more for you.
Okay.
I was in New York. All right, doing a show, and it's just like, you know, I get it. They're hyped and they're excited to see the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I finally get on stage, and it's just like they'll throw the phone up, like your second row.
Yeah.
And literally blatantly just holding it up.
Yeah.
And my whole thing, this is how my way of like not being mean, but I want to be mean.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you paid all this money to watch me on a 2-inch screen? Like, you'd rather watch me on a 2-inch screen. So I reenact it and then look over the phone like, yep, that's him. He's right there. Like, enjoy the moment. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to really record this in front of me.
Can I tell you one thing I did? I do it multiple times.
What?
Anytime I catch somebody sneakily recording me. And I see, I play a video before my show. It's Bonquiqui gives an announcement and she's saying, don't take pictures and don't videotape. And then she holds the phone, like hiding it real low. Like, don't even do this. Like, we see you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll see people in the audience hiding their phone, like real low, like right by their chest. Right. Yeah. And they're trying to sneakily record. So I move my body like 2 inches over to the left. So now I'm in front of the person, the head in front of them is blocking their camera view.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't record me. I've done that so many times. And then I've seen people like move, like try to like find me with
the
head.
So
and so I just keep moving so that they can't record me.
So annoying.
Because I don't want to stop the show, especially in that bit. The energy's crazy because people came for that bit. I don't want to stop the show to be like, hey, lady right there with your polka dots, put your camera away.
I get so mad. Like, I find my, I do that too. I'm like I won't stop the bit, but I'll put my hand out like, and already I just killed the bit because I'm like,
yeah.
Now no one's paying attention. They're like, hey, is there a fly on stage? Is there a bee he's trying to swing at? Hey, we got Angela Johnson here, you guys. Bonquiqui's Christmas EP, Merry Hoodmas, is on iTunes and Angela.com. That's ANJELAH.com. For her dates, just go to her tour page on her website.
Yep.
And if you want her ugly Christmas sweater, you better get it now before they sell out. That's also on her website. We'll be right back with more Angela Johnson. It's the Koi Pond. And we're back, Angela Johnson.
Hey.
Okay. That's how we do.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. That was your first special.
That was my very first special.
Shot in Houston.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. I love Houston.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you shot it with one of my favorite guys, Bobcat Goldthwait. One of my favorite
Bobcat. He's so cool, man.
Yeah. How was that working with him?
Amazing.
Isn't it cool to like see like a living legend? And then working with him?
Yeah. I want him to take my next one, but I feel like he probably wouldn't now. Like, I don't
know.
I don't know why I think that. I feel like I'm not worthy. I'm not like that.
It's cool, right?
I know.
I got to meet him one time, and I was just like, oh, this is not happening right now.
Because I remember even seeing him, like, guest star on, like, sitcoms back in the day that my parents would watch.
Oh, and crush it, huh?
Yeah. So it was just so cool. And he doesn't do, like, if he does stand-up now, he's not his character self anymore.
And his last special was great.
Yeah. I want to work with him again. I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on the socials. Like, he does a lot of his directing and independent films and stuff like that. Like, he's just so cool.
It's so cool to meet, you know, these guys that basically inspired you in stand-up. And he's one of them for sure. And mine was Dana Carvey.
Oh, yeah.
And John Lovitz.
Oh, my gosh. Dana Carvey.
John Lovitz was more of the sketch side because he wasn't doing stand-up at that point. But I was so in love with that cast. I was so in love with that cast. John Lovitz and Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey. Like, that was my favorite cast. And of course, all the other ones, of course. But I'm just saying that one is specific because that's when I was, like, dreaming about being a comic.
Yeah.
And then I meet John Lovitz, and he takes me on tour with him. He takes me on tour. So for a year, I'm on tour. And then we get to San Francisco, and he's like, I don't want to tell you who's coming, but I'm pretty sure you're going to be excited. Get ready. And the whole time I was just like, oh, my God, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And then I get off stage. Right. Oh, no. It's the end of the show.
Okay.
So I get off stage. I still don't know who it is. And then John does his part. He gets off stage. And, you know, you've been to Cobb's, right?
Yeah,
it's upstairs. So we're both upstairs and we're hugging each other like, good show, blah, blah, blah. And then here comes Dana Carvey.
No.
Yeah.
He was in the audience the whole time?
The whole time.
Oh, good thing he didn't tell you then. So you didn't, like, get nervous or something.
And that's exactly what he said. I didn't want to tell you because I knew you'd be nervous. And then I literally started tearing up.
Aww.
Yeah, because he was that guy for me.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, he was that guy. It was like, you are the reason why I wanted to do stand-up, man. Like, you are that dude. And then
How did
he hugged
it?
Me.
He hugged
you? Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, come on. You don't have to come on, I'm just blah blah blah. And he's hugging me and all that. And then John, this is the genius behind John. He goes like this: you never did that for me when you met me. You couldn't give me a tear, anything, just one tear.
Do you still talk to John?
The last time I talked to him was a few months ago. I got to call him. I really do. It was more than a few months ago.
A few months ago, 2014.
Yeah. He was. You want to hear something funny?
What?
Amy and I's first date, which was about roughly 10 years ago.
John Lovitz Club.
You're not. Nope.
What?
Way back. Well, this is before John Lovitz Club.
Oh, okay.
This is how far back me and Amy go. I pick up Amy and we're going to go eat. I get a phone call and it's John. And of course, I put it on speakerphone because it's a first date. It's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says
yeah.
John Lovitz
really
on my.
Quick. It's just John Lovitz.
Hold on. Let me. And I press it. You know what I mean? So I press it and it says John Lovitz. It's like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm on a date with Amy. And then I go, say hi, Amy. Hi. Right? She says hi. Oh, well, let's go to get sushi. I'm like, no, John, I'm on a date. Not we're. Oh, well, let's get sushi, Amy. Amy, do you like sushi? Yeah, I like sushi. Well, then let's get sushi.
Tell me your first date was on La Cienega.
There's a place called Koi. How ironic. Let's go there. Bye. And I look at Amy. I'm like, you want to go eat with John? And we go. Guess who's already there? John. At his table. Amy and I pull up. Oh, hello. Hi, Amy.
I love that your first date with Amy was with
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
Yeah.
And I love that he heard that you were on a date and he was like, okay.
Didn't care.
Great.
Didn't even care.
7 o'clock sounds good?
Yeah. 7 okay. o'clock sounds good to me. I don't like to eat sushi past 9. Gives me the
grubble. Do you do your impression of him to him?
John will make me do an impersonation of him in front of people that want an autograph from him. Swear to God. It happened like 4 times. 4 times when we were on the road. And like, and it would be like celebrities that would walk up to him. And he would make me do it.
That's funny.
Yeah. One time, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson were at this restaurant that he has like a percentage in it. And it's on off of Melrose,
okay.
Right? And we go there. He's like, I want to take you to my restaurant. You're going to love it. So we go to this restaurant, and here's Jessica and Nick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just performed at the Laugh Factory like a month ago, and they saw me.
Oh,
so it's kind of cool.
Ready.
They kind of know me. But
yeah.
But John is on this whole, no one knows who you are. I'm famous, right? So we walk into this restaurant, and then here's Nick and Jessica, right? And Nick goes, oh, what's up, John? Oh, hello, Nick. And he looks right at me because this is when Nick and Jess had that reality show. And he looks at me. He's like, hello, Nick. Nick Lachey. Another famous person knows me. Right? And then he looks at me and he goes, oh, Joe Koy. And it felt so good. And you could just see
so
John
good.
Like, oh, you know him too? And then Nick's like, Jess, it's Joe, the kid that we saw at, I don't know why I'm saying kid, I'm older than him. The guy that we saw at Laugh Factory. And Jess's like, oh, hi, blah, blah. It was so funny to see John just go, oh. Anyway, I know Jose Canseco. Because Jose Canseco was in there too. And they kept buying him drinks. Oh, that's another story. I'll tell you that story some other time.
You have some good stories.
But then he would make me do, like, one time Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band walked up to us at a beach in Hawaii. And he goes, hey, I just wanted to tell you I'm a huge fan, John. I just wanted to shake your hand. And then John goes, oh, well, this is Joe Koy, up-and-coming comedian. He opens for me. He does a very good impersonation of me. Do it, Joe. And I go, what do you want me to say, John? He goes, exactly. That's perfect.
And then Casey was like, okay, bye.
All right, see you later. And then he jumped in the water, hoping a shark would attack him. Why did I do that? Bonquiqui is a character that you created on Mad TV.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because you have all the rights to it.
Pretty much. If I do something in film TV, I have to include.
Okay.
But Mad TV people.
But the reason why I say that is you've went on to like create an album with this character.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The first album was called
Gold Plated Dreams,
and that was an amazing tour that you put together, and I went to, and it was phenomenal.
And guess what? We're doing it again.
Are you really?
I'm gonna announce it next week, but I just announced it right now.
That's dope.
Yeah. Next week.
By the way, Amy and I went to that one too. Gold plated.
Yeah, she
tour.
Did
that was awesome. Yeah. That was my first time seeing Amy dance like that. I was like, ooh, she can dance.
Oh.
Even hotter.
She got spice.
Yeah. And then now you got Bone Kuikui's Christmas EP, Merry Hoodmas.
Mm-hmm.
And are you proud of this work?
I am.
It sounds good.
It's
can we
so
play
fun.
One more?
Yeah, please.
Play one more, Nick. So how long did it take you to make this album? You started at the beginning of the year?
We recorded in the closet.
Really? I love his studio.
In like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me hear. Go, Angela. Go.
Whoa, Nelly Country Grammar. I'ma show 'em why I'm a bad mama jammer. You done picked the wrong one, don't even understand. Hell nah. Santa, don't you worry, boo, I got you. I know we on the naughty list, but this time that's gonna help you. See, we got a set of skills that other people can't do. I got that line from Taken. Have you seen it? You need to. Watch me, I'ma.
Yeah. We can't give him too much. We can't give him too much.
Just give him that.
But it's the Christmas season. You got to go buy that. Go to iTunes or Angela.com. That's ANJELAH.com and get that out. Can we play one more?
Please.
Play the third one. There's three on this EP,
and all
three of them are good.
Yeah.
They're
this
always
one,
good. You and Manny put together some good stuff.
This one. Do you have the other song? The third song? This one's like vibey, like Justin Bieber-y vibey. Yeah. Bethany Cruz singing. And all my sisters sing, and all my sisters sing, and all my sisters sing. Here it comes. Joy to the world, one queen. Hey. It's so groovy, right?
Yeah.
Here she come. And all my sisters sing. Hey. Like, you gotta close your eyes and, like, vibe out to this one. Like, ooh.
You're welcome. I am the gift that you will sell them. See under the tree, but I tell them. What's better than Kuikui and legend? I'm on one of Christmas song when I'm feeling bossy. The season of Merry Christmas. And man, it got me feeling like you should be thanking me for all the happiness, love, and joy that I bring.
Yo. That's so dope. Manuel is amazing at producing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you guys want to catch some of his work, we should shout him out as well.
Yes, yes.
Group One Crew.
Yes, Group One Crew.
You can see
all his music, yeah.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's just a positive dude, and it shows in your relationship.
Yeah.
I think you two together are an amazing couple.
We make a good team.
You do make a good team. And I think everyone should, use you as an example, especially when it comes to marriage. You guys are almost at five, right? Or no?
Yeah, we're at five. June was five.
Woo!
Yeah, so follow our lead, guys. We're doing it. 5 years in.
5 years. I got money that you guys might make it to seven.
Thank you.
It's wrong.
I hate you.
Jesus would not allow that.
Mm-mm.
Jesus would not allow that. Let's hype that up. Go. I want some Jesus in here. If Jesus was a hype man.
Hey! Hey! If Jesus was a hype man, you go.
Hey! All right, check it out. When I say Jesus, you say Christ, Jesus.
Christ,
Jesus.
Christ.
When I say God, you say Father, God.
Father.
Okay, stop. Okay. I didn't know where to go with that. Right. Jesus, but you know what I mean? Back then, they didn't have rap.
Yeah. No. Jesus, they didn't have it back then. Okay, let me try one.
Let me try it. This is for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Go. 1, 2, 3. Kick it.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How we doing, y'all?
How we doing, y'all?
I hope you feeling good. But if not, that's okay.
Okay.
Cause I'm Jesus Christ. I'll make it feel better in a special kind of way. Hey, miracles. I'm miracles. And miracles, 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 miracles. I feed everybody with fishes and loaves. Whoa. And that's how I do it. No, even need no clothes. Fishes and loaves. And fishes and loaves. And fishes and loaves. And fishes and loaves. And loaves
and loaves and loaves and loaves. Here you go. Loaves and loaves and loaves. How you go? Fishes.
Ooh, you're fishes. Good at that.
Fishes.
I didn't know you could do those beatboxing sounds.
I can do anything.
Oh, okay.
No, I can do anything. I
didn't. How come you don't do that ever? Ooh, what else can you do? Can you do like the rewinding it back? Ooh.
I'm good at everything. That's the needle on the record.
Ooh, that's so good. There was this girl. Ooh. I didn't know you could do those sounds.
just spitting on the microphone.
Good thing there's this little guard thing here.
Here's the thing, Angela. I don't know I can do something till I do it.
You're as surprised as I am right
now. You're not going to believe this. I didn't know I could beat box.
There was this girl on YouTube. I used to like follow her and copy everything she would do when I was trying to teach myself how to beatbox. Uh-huh. What is her name? So she's the first one that I heard a girl singing and beatboxing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if I remember it.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute. It's coming.
Yeah. Take your time. I mean, it's bad enough you were late to the pod, but
I hate you so much. Okay. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. Bop, ba, bop, ba, bop, ba, bop, ba. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain.
Who is that? You got to shout her out.
Yeah, her name. Hold on. I got to think of the name and I'll say it at the end because I got it. It's been like when YouTube first came out, I found her. Like this is back in like 2007.
The only one the reason why I got into beatboxing is, and I'm not going to lie, is when, what's his name? When Music Soul Child went. Boom,
doom, doom, yes! Boom, doom, doom, hey! Boom, 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 boom.
That's all I can do.
I love that one. I love
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. And I have to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you could call me someday. And if you won't, you can give me yours too. But if you don't, then I ain't mad at you. You can still be cool.
Hey.
That's it.
I love it.
I love it.
You're good at that.
No, thank you.
You're good at so many things.
I am. This has been a fun pod. This has been a fun pod, you guys. You were so much fun, Angela.
Thank you.
I love it when you're on here, and you know what I mean? I got to go because my son is in the damn waiting
room.
Oh,
yeah, poor thing, he's starving. He can have my last bite of my burger.
No, no one wants that. Your mustard burger.
He does.
Nick wants it.
Nick wants it.
This was fun. I love you so much, Angela. Yeah, we got to do. We got to do this. Angela Johnson, you guys. Bon Quiqui's Christmas EP, Merry Hoodmas, is on iTunes. As we speak, get it now, like you've heard already, it's an amazing production with Manuel Reyes.
That's right.
And, of course, Angela.com is the website to get everything from her CDs to her tour dates to the ugly Christmas sweater that she has on sale. December 29th through the January 1st, she's going to be at Tommy T's for New Year's Eve. So everybody spend that with Angela Johnson.
That's right.
You guys, this is how we got to leave. It's the Koi Pond. And it's been a good day. I love
you,
Angela.
It's been a good day. Love you too, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Who? Hey. What? What?
Ain't nobody gonna die today.
Uh-uh. That's right.
Hey. Hi. We're out.